001 Thursday night. Shara Kniya, the fifth perek. We'll call it the second shear in the fifth perek for filing purposes. It might be the third shear. Call it the second. Okay, that's Ray Shalif. Perek Hamishi is talking about how to achieve Kniya, what to think about in the first two lines of the Perek. The Chaim Salvadus said, Hasmodas, his bonanus, if you look at the first two lines of the fifth Perek, he says, Hasmodas, his bonanus, constantly to think about these things. The Hasmayas HaMachshava, to clear the mind of other things, meaning to make sure that you have time to think about these things. People really don't think about these things. So he says you have to make sure that you do clear your schedule from all the important things you're always thinking about, to think about these things, and to do it constantly, or at least often. Hasmodas is bonus. Now really, I was thinking about this parak, Kavis Aldovis. I think there's a chiddush here. It's too... It can't be a coincidence that he goes really through the Mishnah of Da Me'ayin Basa Ulana Tehoylech Lifnei Mi'at Ta'osad Litein Din V'cheshben Lifnei Melech Malchei Amlachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It fits in too beautifully. So that means I would suggest that although others learn in the Mishnah, I mean, it says, Astakal B'Shloish Adorim, and you don't come to the Aveira. So, the Chavis Halvavas is learning that's Kniya. Since, according to the Chavis Halvavas, Kniya is primarily Legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not primarily Legabe your fellow man, but primarily Legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mishnah and Avos, you know, you always have to feel a sense of bittul, a sense of bittul, really, humbleness, bittul, kniya to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that'll be the. So how can you violate what he says? So it's in. So the Chavis Halvavas sees the Mishnah and Avos as the things that will bring you lidei kniya, and that's what he develops and talks about in this parak. The first paragraph, which we won't go over, Ha'echad, is Mamash Me'ayin Basa. To consider and to think about the puniness and the helplessness, and no, you know, you, let's say that somebody is very, you know, you're proud. So you think about what his origins were, and that means to realize the right his putrid origins, Mitipa Srucha. And to realize that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could shape and form Havoya from Hefsid. So that brings Lidei Kniya. Because Kniya is Lagabi Ribbono Shel Olam. So if a person comes from a Tipa Srucha, and, right, Afki Enosh Rima, the last pasuk was, Uven Odom Taleya, it doesn't just mean Bemisa, right? If your kids ever had lice or pinworms, so you know that even Mechayim. By the way, I spoke to a doctor today. I don't know. There's a medicine you take for pinworms. This is not Chavis Halvavas. This is Halacha. My friend, the doctor's here. And I talked to you about this. There's a medicine you take for pinworms that it kills the pinworms. I don't know. What? Whatever it is. It might be an Issa D'Oraisa on Shabbos. Might be Chil Shabbos D'Oraisa. It's not Dov Hashem Meskavim, because it's not a side effect of the medicine. The medicine is to kill the pinworm. A pinworm is Paravarava, I asked him. Certainly Paravarava. You're killing it. I don't know. I have to talk to other rabbis. It could be a Lacha D'Oraisa. You're killing it. And you want to kill it. It's not Lach Shem Tzvich even.
But when does it happen? I don't think it happens.
You directly kill it.
It might happen in the beginning.
That's not... That's not what he said. No, it's not like it's putting down poison and they're eating it 3 days later. It's like pouring acid over them, please, or something like that. But you're talking mitzvah refuah. I'm saying it might be chil shabbos diaraisa of killing of shechita. That's what I was thinking. So I was talking. I thought maybe it's a side effect. You can start playing around with psikreshe. Maybe it's leinichale, mabokum tsar. But the medicine is to kill it. So that's not dovashen miskamen. That's not miskamen. I don't what. It's par of a rava.
Like
the kinim that are par of a rava. Yeah, that's a problem.
So you wouldn't put on the kinim stuff either on Shabbos.
I just know about this. So. It just, because someone asked me, this Yom Tov, someone took it. And then he asked me afterwards, I'll refuah. So I said, refuah? I think this might be a bigger problem. So I checked it out. Okay, Vaita. Anyway, a person has pinworms and lice.
The kid can, that's the last kid can take it. You can't hand him an isser.
You can't hand the kid to take it, right?
But anyway,
the kid will take it on his own. No kid. Afki anosh rimo venadam toleya. I don't know, I'm not paskening yet. I have to do more research. I have to talk to other rabbis. See what they say. Okay. So that's, my point was, it's not only in death that enosh rimo ben adam toleya. We have it in life also. So that's me'ayin basa. Vahasheni. We're starting from here, Vahasheni, on page Reish Aleph. Vahasheni, the second thing you should constantly keep in mind in order to develop kaniya. Kasher yaharher, life is rough. Life is tough. Life is full of obstacles, and it's very hard to overcome them. You're constantly battling. You're always struggling. Life is a struggle. Mini hanisoya, b'ra'av u'b'tzama u'v'chol. Either you're hungry or you're thirsty. Or it's too hot. That's in the winter when the steam's on too high. Uv a car, that's in the summer when the air conditioning's on too high. Uv a machlos, and you're always getting sick and sniffles and allergies, and you don't feel well. Uv a tzoros, we all unfortunately either had, or if we're lucky enough not to have, we know someone who has tzoros. Uv a daigos, that's pretty universal. Very, very few people are happy with life. I mean, I don't know, that's a too strong a statement, but people are tarud, people are da'ug, people are always worried about what tomorrow will bring, they're always dealing with... One of the things I found out when I became a rabbi is that mamish, every person has a pekel. Every person has tzoros. That's really what he's talking about here. And, you know, you look at the other guy, and the other guy looks happy. And maybe he is working on being besimcha, which is a wonderful thing. But he has his peckle of tzoros. Sometimes I think that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tremendous shefa of wealth. Even if, you know, nobody here feels rich maybe, but ever since the Holocaust there's been a tremendous shefa of parnasa, of comfortableness. Look back one generation, two generations, how people lived, and it's ain't a doima. But keneged this, maybe, I don't know, sometimes I think keneged this, Hashem gave us tzoros, other types of tzoros. Everybody has different types of stresses and problems, and that's why someone puts a shingle out the door and it just has to say Kabbalos Kahal from 8 to 10 and the crowd will gather. They forget to ask who's there. So people have tzoros. They come to me. That's the biggest joke.
Prozac.
What?
Prozac's the biggest business.
Yeah. So that's number two. This is like Lo'ona Taholech. You know, I'm convinced that the Chavis Halvavas interpreted the Mishnah in Ovis this way. And this, and the next paragraph is, this is an interpretation of Lo Natoholech. Lo Natoholech means in your life, what your life is like. And the next paragraph is the more classic, meaning of Lo Natoholech, where you're gonna end up at the end of the road. But here he's talking about the road. Ein lehem menucha mehem, kim b'mavos. When do you finally rest from your tzaras? Is in the sheol, in the grave. You have plenty of time to rest. Shekasher yisor hanovenas kolzeh. If an intelligent person takes this to heart and he realizes his weakness, the point is not, Chavis Haldolus does not want you to get depressed when you think about these things. Just like in the first thing, he wants you to think about you came from a tipus rucha. So he doesn't want you to get depressed. Adarabba, you're supposed to feel besimcha, you're supposed to thank Hashem. You came from a tipus rucha, and he's pakeach ivrim, and malbish arumim, and somech noflim, and zokef kufufim, and you say perakuflam etes of tehillim, how Hashem took this puny tipus rucha and builds it up with bones and flesh, and gives it intelligence, and then you say, wow, Hashem did so much for me, and you have this feeling of Akaras HaTov, so you're supposed to be happy. But we're talking about Kenia now, Legavi the Rabbah Shalom. So then you say, Tipus Rucha, like, how did I make it? You know, I survived the womb. It's a very dangerous place. Doctors are always poking around, taking sonograms, scaring the parents that they don't like the blood count or whatever. And then the kid gets born. It's very scary moments. It is. It's a chulsha. You don't control it. It's an ace. So that's a kniel legabi de Eibishter. So here also in the second thing, he doesn't want you to get depressed. It's a thin, you know, you might think it's a thin line, but his point is, you can't, you know, if it was just up to you, so you're like a ship on a stormy sea. So he's going in al chulshoso. That's what he wants you to do. Don't think that, you know, I'm okay, I can manage, I can handle this, but rather develop kaniyah, because the kaniyah he wants you to develop is the gabi the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So think that you came from a tipus rucha, and think of all the things that are happening in your life, and think if you could manage on your own, indeed. If you need siyata dishmaya, if you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's guidance and help, and shefa to handle the situations that you're in. That's what he wants. He is born in al chulshoso. V'she'en lo eitza. He really, either he doesn't know what to do, or he knows what to do, but he can't do it. And this is in relationships, how to deal with different people. Sometimes it is parnasa, sometimes it's holy. The list of stresses and problems that people have is endless, and it seems to be increasing. It seems to be, and I don't know. But if you talk to people that people go to for eitzes and to pour out their hearts, it certainly seems like that it's increasing. Like I think it's almost like I was on a sliding scale with the Gashmiya sticker, with the shefa of parnosa, of comfort. Of the, you know, all the things that make our lives easier, supposedly. But in the sum total, life is never easier at the end of the day. At the end of the day, the paperless office has more paper than ever before. Right? No? Right? The paperless office has more paper than ever before. Am I right? No? Tell me if I'm wrong.
I never heard that phrase before.
You never heard paperless office? They used to talk about one day there's going to be with emails and computers, the paperless office. And I don't know, they shred more paper the other day. It's paperless because they shred. They put it in the shredder. They don't want the IRS to see it. So they shred it. That's why it's paperless office. Anyway, Ein lo eitza b'meyitche es eilu mi'al atzmo. Yakir esuras ma'amodo. So he should have a little introspection, and he should realize what he's like. And now, the Chavis Halvav is very, like, cute. He says, shehu ka'osir ba'olam hazeh. If he realizes his situation in olam hazeh, he'll feel like the prisoner. And he's not talking about the prison, you know, with the color TV. And Jim with the gym and the color TV and your choice of meals. He's talking about the old-fashioned pits where they used to keep you in a bar. And you hope that someone brought you food and thought of you. So, and then he says, and then he says, v'hukach be'emes. And then maybe you'll realize that you're not ki'osir ba'olam hazeh. You are an osir. You're like a prisoner, and you have to hope the Eibishter supplies you with what you need. And then, v'oz yikona k'niyas ha'osir hakolu. If you think of a person in jail who is at the mercy of his captors, and he has nothing, and he can't do anything for himself. Asher ain't lo eitzah. There's nothing. He can't do anything. He's locked up. He's imprisoned, and he can't do anything for himself. And if a person realizes that with all of his big knackerai, but if he thinks about his life, and he realizes that, why, I really can't handle this myself. I need siyata dishmaya. I need the Kaddish Baruch Hu to help me. I don't know what to do. I don't have an Eitzah. I'm not in control. I can't really get out of this mess. Right? Every person at any given moment probably has like five stresses that are eating away at him. And so instead of... And he realizes he can't be misgabra on them. He needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. So that's what he's saying. He is like that prisoner. So that's to develop kaniyah. It's not to become depressed and curl up, as I say, in bed and not want to get out of bed in the morning. He doesn't want you to do that either. He wants you to realize that you have siyata dishmaya, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, and He's taking care of you, and to develop bitachon. But He wants you to develop kaniyah. And kaniyah in the Chavis HaLodos world just means, don't think you can do this yourself. You develop kniyah l'gabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how dependent you are on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, in the Chavis HaLodos' perspective, once you realize how dependent you are on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your attitude towards your fellow man falls into place. It's very hard to be pompous and overbearing and condescending if you really feel that you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything going on in your own life. So all of a sudden, you know, hotshot. So the other fella, you don't feel superior to him anymore. So that's how you'll feel. Asher ein lo eitzah ve'in bo yecholus l'shacher es atzmo. Believe Ratzon Adonai B'kach. You're totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't handle your life yourself. It's too many tzoros in life. As well as was talking in his time, I'm just transposing it to our time, where in Chitzonius we never had it better regarding the things they had to put up with. But the truth is, in terms of stress, in terms of tsaros, I think there's always the same, maybe worse. K'moish Omar, the Pozuk says in Tillim, Tavoy lefanecha and kas osir. We are asirim, we are prisoners. Prisoners in the sense that we're totally dependent on the master, we're totally dependent on the adon. That's what it means, we're prisoners. That's what he wants you to feel like, and not just feel like it, as he says, v'hukach be'emes, he says. And we are. So, tavo lefanecha and kas osir, meaning, my tza'oka should come before you, Ribbono Shel Olam, and I'm an osir. V'omar, and in Kuf Mem Beis, right, the last pasuk, Hotzio mi masger nafshi lo dosa shemecho biyachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol aloi. So hotzio mi masger nafshi. We're in prison. In prison in the sense that we're helpless without siyata dishmaya. And that will establish kniya if we think about it. If we reflect on that fact, we will develop kniya. Not in one day, not in one week. Chavis HaLodos wants you to work on these things. He wants you to think about them. His hasmodos, his bonenus, the hafnoyas hamachshava. Once in a while, okay, he says always, and why should I say once in a while? He says constantly, often, you should contemplate this often. Okay, the hashlishi, the third thing to contemplate, is the real Lo'onat HaHolech. I'm suggesting that the second paragraph was also a form of Lo'onat HaHolech, the path that you're on. Between Me'ayin Basa and Lifnei Mi'at Ta'osid Lidin Din V'cheshben, so I could see that Lo'onat HaHolech could mean indeed the path that you're going on. But in now, in the third paragraph, he's giving it the more classical meaning, Kashe Yisbonein, Bebo Kitzo, when he realizes what's waiting for him at the end of the road. Umehirus chalus hamavasolov. Before you know it, it's all over. Right? I was just in eighth grade. Now, right? My kid's preparing the hesped already, he told me. Nehemiah told me he jots down things. He told me, when did he tell me this? Last night, he said, he says when he thinks of something, I should be complimented. I think he was trying to compliment me. He told me when he thinks of something, like he jots it down, because, he has to get the hospice. He's preparing. I said, who says you're going to speak? When a person thinks about Lo'onat HaHolech, life is very, very short. And, it's a joke, but it's very sad, right? You hear about someone that dies unexpectedly, and you say, how could that be? I was just talking to him yesterday. It's like that, right? Unexpectedly, Mehirus, Chalos, Amodus, Olav, and even as you get older, let's see, am I the oldest person in this room? As you get older, time goes much, much faster. Like a year used to take a year. Or it used to take a decade. Then it took a year. Now it was already Shavuos. Like it was just last Shavuos. What happened? It speeds up very, very fast. And that's what he's saying here. And all of a sudden, we had this in the first thing, right? All of a sudden you can't hear so well, and you can't see so well, and you can't, right? It's coming. There's no escaping it. People, everybody thinks they're going to live forever. Like, the other one dies. Like, I don't die. The other guy dies. What does that sweatshirt say? I love that sweatshirt. I plan on living forever. So far, so good. Okay, so he says, think about it. Think about Lo'onat HaHolech. And then your desires and all your plans and hopes are down the tubes. Right? You spend so much of your life planning and thinking and maneuvering and conniving sometimes. And I say maneuvering and planning and what kind of house and what kind of 401k? What's that thing called? Did I get it right? Yeah, and this. And then, Ma'avoya v'tikvosov, and all of his plans, what happens to it? Uznichas kolin yonov, and everything that you were chasing in your life gets left behind, whether it's money, or comfort, or kavod, or power. All these things are all of a sudden nothing, zero. The yeyusho, and you can't use any of it, right? It's all, you can't take it with you. There's nothing there. It's all gone. It's all purposeless and useless. What, again, the Chavis HaLovus' point here, it's interesting, he's not giving Musar about not doing Averis and doing, that's not what he just wants you to develop Kaniya. He says, when you realize how fleeting life is and how everything you're doing, right? Number one is Miti Pasrucha. Number two is you can't handle life yourself. You need Siyata Dishmaya. Number three is that everything you're focused on and everything you're expending your kochas on and you're focusing on and you're concentrating on and you're working on, it's all fleeting and it's going to be gone. A couple of years, what is it? A couple of decades, and all of a sudden it's gone. It was a waste of time. So this is a way to develop kiniya, that what you're spending your time on, it's muster also to spend your time in nitzchias things. But that's not what he's talking about here. That's not what this parak is about. That's not what this sha'ar is about. And that's not what this paragraph is about. This paragraph is about developing kaniya, realizing that your kochos and your And your energies are basically used for something that's, you know, very fleeting. Gone. In the long run, in the real long run, it's basically purposeless. So if you count the things that are hechrechios, that you have to take care of, you have to sleep, you know, you have to go to work, you have to provide, you know, we're stuck, like we have to take care of these things. So, and they're all dvorim betalim, ultimately. So then, that's kniya. Then you realize, you know, you go to Hashem and you say, you know, help me out. Help me make my life purposeful. Help me not waste all of my time. Lama'an lo, b'kitza, lama'an lo niga lo rik, v'lo nele la behola. That's what he's saying. You realize that without, that if it was just up to us, right, someone that doesn't feel that he's an Eved Hashem, someone that doesn't feel bottled to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what Chaim Soloveitchik's kniya is, so he spends his whole life wasting his time, playing in Poshet. That's what he's saying here. So if you reflect upon this, you will make sure you feel like an Eved Hashem, that you feel that you're here, that there's an Eibishter, and Shavisi Hashem, the Negdi Summit, and you're here to serve him, and then your life becomes purposeful. But that's kniya. That's the Chovos Halevavos' kniya. That you're not self-focused. It's not about you. And the world is not about you. And your life is not about you. And therefore all the peiros hanoshim, as we say. You won't feel superior. You won't be a balgaiva. It's nothing to do with you. It's not about you. So that's why these thoughts of la'ona taholech, the Chovos Halevavos' sees as an avenue to develop kniya. The ofen mamod bekever, and he says, think about how you'll be in the kever. It's a good thought. It's good to think about it. We don't want to think about it. We want to think of ourselves as robust and healthy and vibrant and doing and accomplishing. And he says, sometimes give thought to the sha'ol, to the total darkness and nothingness of sha'ol. Ukvar kolo zohar ponov, when you have no, your face, like you lose all your shape and your beauty, and v'hishchir marehu, and you shrivel up, and then the tolo'im attack, v'horekev, v'hanetzel, it's good, this is lana toholech. You should think about these things. Vadu simona yifigufo, and right, you spend an inordinate amount of time making sure that you look perfect, and that you smell nice, and that your face, your manicured, your hair's cut, and everything's in place properly, in a gaivadika way. So then you think, try to think what it's going to be like in the kever, when the worms are, and the rekev, and the netzel. If you learn all of this, you know what this is about. The yigbar beyash rucho, and the deodorants don't help there. A dead body becomes so repellent, and it smells, and it repels everyone that comes near. And he very vivid, the Chovos Halevavos, he says, it's like he never took a bath in his life. And he never cleaned himself off. He never used deodorant. That's what he smells like. It becomes putrid. When you're alive, and you're in a good mood, and you look in the mirror, and you say, not bad, you know. Not a bad looking chap, if I do say so myself. So when you think about these things, yikana belibo, the yishpal, this is like the nozer. If you ever learn Maseches Nedarim, the nozer by Shimon HaTzadik, he looked at himself and he was meziach daitei olav, he felt a little too proud of himself, and he said, I better be mekabel nozerus. So that's what the Chovos Halevavos wants, when you're feeling too good about yourself, to think about the worms eating up your body, and the odor that will be emanating from you. And it's very hard to maintain that feeling of superiority v'gabi others, and certainly v'gabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, koichi v'itzim yodi. It's very hard if you can contemplate and visualize what you're going to look like in a few short years. You lose that... You lose that heritage very quickly. You will, it's a great way to combat your gaiva in the gifts that you have. Now again, so you say, well, that's what Esau said. It's just to develop kniya, l'gavad Rebbeinu Shalayla. Doesn't want you to, if you take this to a certain, perhaps logical, quote unquote, and then you would say, hinei lechei lech lomos, v'lomos ali b'chora. So, or, achol v'nishtet, ki mochor no mus. So, right, that, it could take a turn in that direction. But, so, Chavilov is just talking about developing kniya, losing your gavus. You're no great shakes. This is the end of man. And therefore, it's only Torah or Masim Tovim that have really value. Moshe Amar HaKosov, Chidul Lachem and Odom, Hashem Hashem HaBapa Kiva Men Echshavu. Well, we just had that in Hilchos Tefillah. This pasuk, this was the pasuk. That if you give shalom to a person before davening, Asa Obama, Al Tikri Bameh El Obama. And that was Takan Inyan of Gaiva and Gavos. Of doing things before davening. Omar Achevel b'nei Adam Kozov b'nei Ish. Kozov means deception, but it means the type of deception like Shelo Yechaz v'meimov, that it dries up. Like it's a flowing river, but Yechaz v'meimov, it stops after a while. So it looks like it'll always be. People feel like they'll live forever. People, like, they don't think about Misa. It's not comfortable, it's scary. You don't want to think about it. But Kazov B'nayish, it's all deception. It's going to stop after a while. The party's over before you know it. Okay. Stop here.